It's Friday, September 6th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A new short documentary from the Voice of the Martyrs tells the story of Chinese pastor Han Chung-ryul, who shared his faith with at least 1,000 North Koreans since the 1990s and was on North Korea's most wanted list since 2003. Listen to the opening words from a North Korean who ultimately came to Christ thanks to Pastor Han, describing the propaganda that the North Korean government had fed them about Christian missionaries like Pastor Han across the border in China.
In the primary school, we were taught that all missionaries were terrorists. They told us that a missionary will be nice to you at first, but when they get you into their homes, then they will kill you and eat your liver.
Pastor Han fed and sheltered thousands of North Koreans fleeing the country before he was assassinated in 2016, according to defector Sang-chul. Sang-chul tells his story of coming to Christ in the short film, which encourages people to participate in the upcoming International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church on Sunday, November 3rd. Learn more at the website persecution.com/IDOP. That's persecution.com/IDOP for International Day of Prayer. Hebrews 13 verse 3 says, "Remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also." Last Thursday, Australia unveiled a religious liberty bill to protect religious expression. This comes a few months after Australian rugby star Israel Folau was fired for a social media post on Instagram, which called people living sexually perverted lifestyles to repent. He was fired and lost a $4 million contract as a result. Australian Attorney General Christian Porter said, quote, "This draft bill released today extends those protections to provide protection for people against discrimination on the basis of their religion or religious belief or lack thereof," end quote. In God's providence on Tuesday, the Filipino Supreme Court unanimously dismissed a petition by an openly homosexual attorney to legalize faux homosexual marriages. Currently, articles within the Filipino Family Code define marriage as between one man and one woman. Proverbs 21 verse 1 says, "The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, like the rivers of water. He turns it wherever he wishes." Court proceedings continue this week in San Francisco to see if pro-lifers David DeLeiden and Sandra Merritt should face a criminal trial for their undercover work to expose Planned Parenthood's illegal sale of baby body parts. One of the Planned Parenthood staffers, who was filmed in the undercover footage, testified on Tuesday that, quote, "she provided fetal tissue from the abortion she did at Planned Parenthood as a regular occurrence," end quote, according to a press release by the Center for Medical Progress. The staffer also said that she was aware of Biotech Stem Express being involved and money was exchanged in certain cases. On Monday, famed televangelist Benny Hinn, known for his prosperity theology teaching, told a Facebook Live audience that he is renouncing his former teaching.
"I think it's offense to the Holy Spirit to place a price on the gospel. I'm done with it. No, I think it's time we say it like it is. The gospel is not for sale. And the blessings of God are not for sale. And miracles are not for sale. And prosperity is not for sale."
Benny Hinn's nephew, Costi Hinn, who is a critic of the prosperity theology movement, tweeted, quote, "I'm encouraged to see him express a refutation of prosperity theology and even admit to wrong teachings on that topic. Now, pray for undeniable lasting fruit that exemplifies genuine repentance. Truth and time go hand in hand," end quote. Costi wrote the book entitled God, Greed, and the Prosperity Gospel, How Truth Overwhelms a Life Built on Lies. In the New Testament, when Simon Magus sought to buy the Holy Spirit, Peter responded in Acts 8, verse 20, "Your money perish with you, because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money." For years, an average of 20 U.S. military members, including veterans and active duty, take their own lives. A recent report by the Department of Defense found a significant uptick in the number of active duty military suicides last year compared with previous years. Top officials from the Pentagon and the Department of Veterans Affairs met last week to address the issue. Hurricane Dorian continues to churn off the southeast coast of America, bringing flooding and tornadoes to the Carolinas. The hurricane death toll in the Bahamas has risen now to 20 people. On Wednesday, Operation Blessing sent a team to the Bahamas to bring emergency relief. They plan to pass out 500 solar-powered lights, 5,000 water-purifying tablets, and 200 gravity filters to provide clean drinking water. Since 1978, the group has brought disaster relief to millions of people in over 90 countries in every U.S. state. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, September 6th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.